Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a liner over Hayes toward the left field corner. Base hit. Pham races to cut it off from the wall. He will on the track. Touching third. Steer heading home. The relay from Kiner Falefa. The tag. He's out. Davis gets the tag down. And Steer is wrangled at the plate to keep the Pirates in the lead. Good play all around. Pham to Kiner Falefa to Davis. And the Pirates take a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
And they won the game. And what a play by Henry Davis. I mean, a nice play all around. I don't want to say too many nice things about Tommy Pham. But he gets to the ball. He gets it to IKF. IKF kind of has a candy arm, but he gets off a strong throw. And then Henry Davis with the old Jason Kendall looks like there's not going to be a play at the plate. And then last second, bam, catches the ball, makes the tag. It was one of the best plays of the Pirates season. And arguably, I mean, is it even arguably? It was the best game of Henry Davis's career. And I like Henry Davis. I met him when I threw out the first pitch of the Pirate game. He's a very nice man. He works his tail off. And that's only worth so much, right? That's what Mike Tomlin used to say about Kenny Pickett all the time. He works his butt off. He works his rear end off. It's what Derek Shelton had been saying about this team when he was the manager. We're working hard every day to try to fix the problems. Your effort can only mean so much. You have to be good and you have to produce. But Henry Davis goes 2-for-2 yesterday, drives in a run, throws a guy out, makes the tag. And I couldn't help but for a second feel good for the young man. John Heyman reported yesterday that the Pirates will not trade Paul Skeens. That is good news. I want him to continue pitching in a Pirates uniform. That's not a hot take. I really root for the guy. He's a joy to watch. He's only going to be ours for a short amount of time. We don't need to make that shorter. But the question is this. Do you think the Pirates will win a playoff series? Something they haven't done since 1979 with Paul Skeens. 412-928-9370. You can make an argument that they're closer than their record would indicate. And that's not me answering yes to the first question, by the way. I think it's like minus 1,000 that they would win a playoff series with this guy. You're not going to give them any benefit of the doubt. But that's why I've asked two separate questions. No, I do not think they're going to win a playoff series with Paul Skeens. But I do think the right general manager could get it done. Ben Cherington is not the right general manager for reasons that we've discussed ad nauseum on this show and has been discussed in column inches around the city and by other hosts on this station. I don't need to tell you why Ben Cherington ain't the right man for the job. But he did, as Joe Starkey has so eloquently said time and time again, get half the job done. This starting rotation's really damn good, guys. I did the math yesterday, so there's always margin of error there whenever it comes to me in math. But I did the math yesterday. You take the top four guys in this Pirates rotation, Skeens, Falter, Keller, and Heaney, and you compare their cumulative ERA to that of the 2013 Pirates, this front four's ERA is lower than that. That was bad English, but bear with me. This starting rotation is playoff caliber. If this team were average at hitting the baseball, they could be a playoff team. Now, they are so far and away below average at hitting the baseball that they are 17 games under 500. Nope, excuse me. They've won two in a row. They are 16 games under 500. I mean, this is a historically bad Pittsburgh Pirates offense. That's not hot takery. That's a fact. They can set a major league record tonight against the Brewers. If they fail to score five runs, they'll have gone 27 consecutive games scoring fewer than five runs. That would be a major league record. 1971, the last time that a team has gone 26 games with that distinction. 1939, the last time before that. Oh my God. So this is a historically bad lineup. This team does not produce runs. That's why they're 16 games under 500. But I think I'm right when I say if they were an average hitting team, average, not good, average. I mean, even if they were 20th in Major League Baseball at scoring runs, I think you'd be in the thick of it. I think you'd be right around where Cincinnati is. Three games out, four games out, right in that ballpark. And so the next GM, if there is a next GM next year, who comes in and you hit on a couple of key pieces, I think you can be competitive. Yeah, they're not going to spend a lot of money. But I made this argument earlier on. Not today, but a recent show. Like this offseason, what they spend? $15 million if you include Andrew McCutchen. Two offseasons ago, they spent $35 million. If you hire a new GM, give that guy $35 million to spend this offseason to add just adequate hitters. That's it, adequate hitters. I do think you could contend next year. The hard part's done. The rotation is good. And Bubba Chandler ain't even here yet. And you don't have Jared Jones or Johan Oviedo. And we're going to see Mike Burrows here. Like, they've got the rotation. Can the next GM come in here and make them an adequate hitting baseball team? If so, then you can answer my first question, which is, can the Pirates win a playoff series with Paul Skeens? You can answer that question with a yes. I don't think they're as far away as the record would indicate, if they get a competent general manager.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.